You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I'm Ren Ostrovsky. I'm a senior at Penn State. I'm actually graduating in August. I'm majoring in neuroscience and minoring in Spanish linguistics, and I also do a lot of charity work within the community with State College Food Not Bombs, and I also work a little bit with the Food Reclamation Network. So I'm Muslim, but I grew up in a very Christian household that didn't quite jive with me, not Christianity as a whole, but rather the version of it that I grew up with. It just wasn't for me. And so eventually in my adult life, I kind of researched Islam in a very scholarly way because I just found it really intriguing. And then I slowly became more and more into the practice and the spiritual end of it rather than what I call the scholarly ritual end of it, which is kind of yes, you can pray 5 times a day. Yes, you can pay attention to the 5 pillars. Yes, you can read the Quran and memorize it. But if you're just memorizing it like you'd memorize a textbook or like you'd memorize a play, then you're really not getting the full experience that is Islam. It was really, really rough. There was a lot of alienation. There was a lot of things like that. This is true of any faith group, really. If you're taught that there's no room for difference, then you're not going to allow room for difference. I do not feel that way. I believe that just because I am Muslim, that doesn't mean that my religion is right. It means that my religion is right for me. And so it's kind of been interesting because I very much grew up with a mindset of there is only one correct religion. And so whenever I started to have these inklings towards wanting to go to Islam, I started feeling a lot of guilt, a lot of things. Those inklings started at a very young age. I think I was in 8th grade whenever I thought that Islam was a really interesting religion. And so it was really rough, especially last summer I started observing hijab, and that was the roughest part of it because it took my family from a place of just kind of knowing that these were my thoughts and they could kind of ignore it to making it a very visible representation of what I believe. To them, it kind of felt like a physical reminder of how they do not allow room for difference. But coming onto the Penn State campus and coming back to State College and things like that, I've actually found a lot of support. You find families in different ways, and now I'm getting a lot of support from both Muslims and non-Muslims. When you go through that transition period of people not accepting your faith, you kind of go into, well, why have faith at all? And that was probably the most difficult time in my life, just feeling like if there's no room for my difference, then why make any room for anything? But coming onto the Penn State campus was really interesting because there are all these different faith groups, especially because there are a lot of interfaith events on campus. A lot of the events are all-inclusive, whether it be Passover, whether it be anything like that, even if it is a specific religion or a club that is a representation of this religion hosting it, they often have it open to everyone, which is really a great part of the Penn State campus, that they do have that inclusivity. For example, tonight the Islamic Society of State College is having an event that is an iftar dinner, and it's open to everyone. And so even if you are Christian, even if you are a person who does not identify with a specific faith, you can go and eat with Muslims, speak with Muslims, find out what Islam and the month of Ramadan is all about. One of the primary reasons why Islam was so attractive to me as a religion, because it very much calls on its followers to always be peaceful, to always be charitable, to always provide for others, even if you are just getting by. There may be something that you can give up or something that you do not need that you can give to someone else. It's not that I am charitable because I am Muslim, but rather I am Muslim because I find myself being very charitable. And so because this religion fits with the core values that I already had, it was very easy for me to take on this religion and to expand within certain areas. And Islam kind of helps me to expand in the areas of charity. Whenever I'm feeling doubts about what sort of charity I should be doing, I'll read different parts of it, and it makes me feel better, or I'll kind of reevaluate what I should be doing. It's almost like a guide for what I'm already doing. A lot of the students who go to the Penn State campus are within the food gap, and so they may be going in debt for their meal plan that doesn't even provide a range of food or things like that that they need. Or like myself, you may be living off campus and find it challenging to be paying for food. And so that's a large justice issue that I think Penn State needs to address as a whole, because with as much wealth as our campus has, that should not be a problem. And so within, like, my values, both as an individual and as a Muslim, I see this huge problem where there's this large amount of wealth that is not being distributed into something very basic, that is food. One of the best sort of things that I did coming to Penn State was actually participating in the Interfaith Initiative of Center County. It's a good soft intro to all different types of faiths, and it's in a very informal way. So for example, the Interfaith Initiative of Center County has a picnic every spring and every fall. You'll see various advertisements around for it, and they also have monthly interfaith coffee hours where there will be a specific topic that they talk about within faiths, and it's very much an exercise to bridge different faiths together and kind of come to peaceful solutions for things. Like, one of the topics that I really enjoyed was, how is racism addressed within your faith? What do you see as your job to address racism as a person of faith? And so topics like that are very much like social justice issues, but applied into kind of a faith context, makes it a very, very cool group to go to.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.